This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Well, we're still here, all three of us, Todd Kuhn and myself and Denise Dirks, and we've got our producer, Cal Hunter, behind the glass, and we love it when he works on our valuable equipment during the break, and hoping that we're back on. But it does sound very clear and very concise in our ears, doesn't it?
Nice.
Much better.
Yeah, and we're Radio Law Talk. You can call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. As people always say to me, Radio Law Talk, that sounds like a dull, boring kind of topic. No, we have so much fun here. This is the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on earth, other than I'm still thinking we're going to take these guys over someday, but the alien shows are probably the number one show out there that are most entertaining and exciting. But
why don't we just buy them?
That's true. Before we can get an anti, oh, that's right. Just like Facebook.
Just like Facebook. By the way, Fred, I believe they don't like to be called aliens anymore. They're undocumented intergalactic travelers.
So okay.
If you could just, you know,
and
we
could change all of those shows into legal shows.
Oh, like legal out of space.
Yeah, we could be like Facebookers. We could just say, listen, we don't like the fact that you air another topic than ours, so we're going to get in and do intergalactic law.
Oh,
yes.
Martian law.
Well, for the Space Force, think about it.
Well, you know, we could do a Star Wars segment where, you know, Vader is prosecuted for, you know, unlawful use of the Force, resisting arrest with the Force.
What about child support payments?
Well, there you go.
That's true. hundreds of years.
Jury tampering, using that mind trick. The defendant is not guilty. Oh, you know, Your Honor, I believe that the verdict is not guilty. Yeah. Shocker, that was going to happen.
Todd says, how come I can't do that?
Dang it. Sounds like our electoral college. Oh, you got to laugh at that one. You just have to laugh.
Yeah,
you just have to laugh. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234 for us, hour three, just hanging out. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. We're seek local counsel, people. We're not giving you legal advice. Do not go around and tell them. The judges and that you go before that look, according to Radio Law Talk, this is what occurred, because we're probably right, but that's okay. You don't want to do that. We're going to talk about some super interesting things here. One of the, we talked about billionaire Bill Gross before we left. That was an interesting one on hour number two. Now we're going to talk about LA's deciding not to prosecute certain criminals and crimes. We're going to talk about possibly why. And by the way, we're looking at our producer. He's over there. He's got his screwdriver. He's screwed.
I'm just putting that piece of gear back in. It's going to be fine.
So if you call in, hold on a minute.
Might take me a minute to answer.
We're also going to talk about Neil Young dropping a lawsuit against Trump. Talk about the Supreme Court's going to decide or has decided on a no-fly list by the FBI. This is interesting. Major League Baseball is suing its insurance companies. And there's a Major League umpire that is kind of going to be in trouble, just like they said Robert Kraft was in trouble, but they lost, right? And we discussed that in Florida. That was an interesting case. But this one, Todd thinks, as the former prosecutor and now a criminal lawyer, then I don't know that the umpire is really in trouble.
Well, it's just... Just a quibble with the terminology. That's all I've got. We'll wait till the story comes up, and I'll tell you exactly what I'm thinking.
Yeah, in the meantime, we usually do a thing called case or no case, but Cal is too busy.
No, we can do case or no case.
Oh, we can?
Yeah, we can do that. Okay, here we go.
Keep working on them.
Case or no case.
Yes. Hands dirty.
It's just putting it in the rack, no big deal. Becoming a professional musician is difficult. It's challenging. And now I'm going to tell you about Jessica El-Khatib, who played in Broadway's Kinky Boots Orchestra, one of Beyoncé's albums during performances for Michael Bublé and Katy Perry, sued Scarsdale Market Balducci's in March of 2016 because in the wintertime she was going inside and slipped on a patch of black ice in the parking lot, went down, and according to her deposition, the 40-year-old mother of one, she also performed on Saturday Night Live, America's Got Talent, I mean, she was all over the place, Conan O'Brien, she really got hurt. She said that she broke her shoulder, fractured her right shoulder, herniated a disc in her spine, and now she can't even play the cello for 5 minutes without feeling horrible pain. And, and so the first question she asked is, well, I know that winter's just a normal thing in New York, but don't people have to take care of their parking lots? I don't know. So I ask you, Denise, since we're going to start with you, case or no case, what do you think? Does she have a leg to stand on, so to speak, and slip and fall? I'm sorry. What did I do?
Nice, Cal. Yeah, nice. Sorry.
Tom was going to take it, but now he's mad.
All right, yeah. He's stealing my thunder there.
That's a good question.
Thank you. Thank you.
But I didn't get who owns the parking lot?
The supermarket that she went into.
Okay, it was a supermarket. All right. All right. I'm going to say that black ice, is that the question becomes, is that a known condition and one that the grocery store had to take care of and protect people coming into their parking lot for? Or is it an act of God to where there's no way for them to actually do it? I know, everybody's bored with this stuff.
Fred's just excited about the whole prospect of this deal. But
all right.
What do you think?
Easy. I'm so far ahead, I don't think it matters. I'm just
here we go.
Pride goeth before the fall, Denise.
That's good.
I'm no case.
You probably should go to Todd before me.
She says no case. Mr. Penny, what say
you? Really want me to do it? Because Todd's just going to follow what I say.
No.
That's okay.
Okay, here we go.
Works
here we go.
Me. That's good.
So there's a lot of things you look at. Duty, breach, you go through all that negligence stuff. But here's the deal. To cut to the chase, generally speaking, every state's different. New York's going to be different than California, than New Jersey, whatever. But did a dangerous condition exist? Did they know about it, or should they have known about it? And if they did, was it an open and obvious condition that the person should have been careful of? Well, generally speaking, they have to do certain things when there's icing. They should be throwing down salt and stuff like that in a parking lot or in walkways. They still have a duty of care to generally do the best they can to take care of it. So the answer is this is a case because, you know why? He said there was a deposition. So I know it's a case. So I got
him. Oh, shoot. Did I say that?
Yes, you did. You said in the deposition.
Oh, in the deposition she said she hurt herself.
That's exactly right. Unless you lied, and I don't think you – I know you don't lie.
I'm not that clever.
You might exaggerate, but you don't lie. So the answer is it is a case, and I'm going to say she loses because it's an open and obvious condition that they're not liable for, even though they knew about it or should have known about it. But it's obvious that it's winter, there's ice, you got to be careful, and she loses.
Hmm. That's interesting, Fred. That is a really interesting
opinion. I know, that means
opinion.
I'm wrong.
Now, Todd, go ahead.
That means I'm wrong. Todd, don't follow.
Well, I'm going to say that in the landmark case of Clothon 4 versus the Intergalactic Federation of Black Ice Purveyors, the International Intergalactic Court clearly held that under such a circumstance, the plaintiff should recover full damages. So I'm going to say it's a case and she wins.
Okay, that's a good way to put it. Now, do you want, in the event it is a case, do you want to take a flyer on whatever her damages may have been?
Yes. So that means she won.
No, I'm just saying if it were. I'm not saying. I'm just saying if it were, and if she were to win, how much do you think she would be?
Because that's up to you.
Because this is a double points or a double jeopardy. If she
didn't win, you're
going to lose 2 points. If she did win and you're close to the amount, you're going to win.
So that it only goes to me because I'm the only one that guessed that she did.
No, but we can guess. But we can guess.
You a chance. These guys
all right.
Guess,
so here's what I'm going to say. I'm
going to
say
that.
Under they balanced the degrees of negligence on both sides. So technically she won, but it was one of those 15-1-49 type deals.
Shot? Huh?
Nothing.
You said no case.
She's riding the no case train all the way to the bottom.
All right, let's come back. We're going to find out who's right. We know there was a case because unless he lied, they said deposition. We'll be back after this to know if Todd, myself, or Denise get points.
Case or no case is coming to the train station here. The answer coming up very shortly on Radio Law Talk. So stay tuned. The show will continue right after this.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rosbach here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call at 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Plus, call right now and get a free report on how to avoid costly Medicare mistakes. Call now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Boys are weird.
This is Radio Law Talk.
That's why this is such an exciting show. You just never know what's going
to
happen.
Almost had to replace three pieces of equipment.
Well, it was a declaration so true, Cal had to play it twice. Boys,
you know what it is?
Weird.
They're so expensive. We're replacing equipment all the time that's brand new. It shows you Cal doesn't know that's probably not plugged in right, though.
But boys, we got
to buy this new equipment. We got to do another one.
That or you hop on to Cal's secret eBay account, and he's selling a lot of equipment slightly used.
Now you're going to make everybody paranoid that I'm an equipment thief. Let me tell you, I am an equipment junkie, but I would never, ever.
He does collect. Don't you dare throw some of those brand new stuff away that's not working.
You know what? So the other day I was cleaning out my garage.
Here's a long story.
And you know how, you know, these power cords for various electronics, you'll save those. The electronic goes by. Yeah.
Yeah, there's all kinds of
things. I had, like, this box of power cords, right? Yeah. These power adapters.
Wall warts, you mean, like, wall warts? The little transformers with the little...
Just various ones, just whatever. I'm holding up a
standard computer plug, three-prong female and three-prong male on the other end. We have millions of these laying around.
I dated a three-prong female. It was weird. So anyway, I found this box full of stuff, and I decided I was just going to hop on eBay and look at this
three-prong woman eBay and how
where's this going?
You know, where's this going? Talk, keep going.
You're the one that talked about alien shows.
I know.
So anyway, I got this and I looked up, started looking up the serial numbers of these things. Some of these that I had sitting in my house were power adapters that were going for like $30 and $40 because you can't find them anymore.
No.
And they're rejuvenating all these old games.
Yes, and on eBay they're selling. I'm like, I had a box full of stuff that was worth hundreds of bucks if I had the discipline to actually sell something on eBay.
That's true. You find those boxes everywhere. My wife must have thrown away probably $10 million worth. It's probably stuff from the 1980s. There's an old house that the family owns that's down in L.A. area that we go and stay in sometimes. I'm not kidding. An Apple computer that has the big 5-inch...
That's worth some money.
That's what I heard. There's like multiple, and there's like three or four of them just sitting there in the corner, and they're like, they work. I'm like, okay.
I got to give my daughter props because she promised me she was going to listen today. So this is what I'm going to say here. She has this entrepreneurial spirit. She probably did. But she has this entrepreneurial spirit. She did this about 5-6 years ago. She was really into this stuffed animal series called Webkinz, W-E-B-K-I-N-Z. And so really big into those. But this was her bright idea. We went over to Goodwill.
Yeah.
And we rummaged through, and she spent, and it was like $15 and bought all the Webkinz she could buy because they were selling for like 75 cents a piece. Took them home, turned around, sold them on eBay because all of those Webkinz that we were buying for 75 cents a piece, a buck a piece, were selling on eBay for 10, 15 bucks.
Atta girl.
I was like, where did you get this idea? She goes, I've just been following it on YouTube. And I'm like, well, keep doing that. You're making more money than I am. Jeez.
Which is, in my case, not that great an accomplishment. Anyway, let's go back to the...
Yeah, let's go to case or no
to
case.
To the end
we're
of case
about.
Or no case, yeah. Because we were talking about Ms. Elka Hatib, a 16-year veteran elementary school orchestra teacher, professional musician throughout New York, had a lot of big gigs, and won, and the amount of money she won would probably stagger even Fred, who would handle such a case were this presented in his lap. The amount of money she won was $10.9 million.
Wow. I knew it was going to be big. I said, if you want, it was her damages. It was the damages that she lost her career.
Past and future pain, suffering. Past and future lost earnings.
It's her earnings.
Future medical.
Earnings were probably big.
She said she was,
Todd won.
So I got 2 points for that.
Yeah, that's right.
I got one. I got one point.
Denise.
I got the big goose egg.
Denise, Miss. Well, I'm so far ahead, I'm just going to say no case.
Well, got nice to know she has that level of confidence. That's important.
I do, but I may have to get more conservative.
Uh-oh, what's the total?
22.
22 for you.
17.
Four moi.
8.
Woo!
All right, Fred.
Cal has 4.
Guess who's paying
and
again?
And Garrett has 2.
I got to come up with more skunkaroos here.
We have to go to 50, points. By the way. The points are 50, and the loser, there's one person that wins, has to buy dinner for the winner at whatever McDonald's they like.
Last time, Fred had lost so many times, he just had to play dinner.
Fred has lost 2 in a row, and so Denise and I got
when we started at the very beginning, I just, okay, I'm losing. So
we don't call them losers. We call them the points challenged duo.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Oh, let's talk about, okay, in Los Angeles, there's a new DA named George Gascon. George Gascon is a former San Francisco DA, and he's a former cop. Now, he's the head prosecutor for Los Angeles County, and he just came out this week and said they're not going to prosecute a bunch of things. Now, the question is why? Now, here's what's going to happen. He said, as of Tuesday, there's a lot of misdemeanors that they're going to either decline or dismiss prior to arraignment. In other words, they decline it. What happens, the police present it to the district attorney's office, and they determine whether or not they're going to prosecute. Everyone thinks, oh, it's up to the police. No, it's not. It's up to the prosecutor.
That's right.
And the DA's office. So the police will bring it forth, give it to the DA. They might even say, decline, we're not even going to take that. Or if they do take it, prior to them being arraigned, they'll drop it. Here's the list. Ready for this?
Go.
Hold on to your shorts, everybody. This is important.
Because if somebody steals them, they're not going to get prosecuted in L.A.
So don't go to L.A. to stay away. All right. Unless, quote, and this is what he says, there's some factors for consideration exist. I don't know what that means. The list is as follows. Trespassing. So someone trespasses in L.A., they're not going to prosecute.
Go ahead, yeah. Feel
free. Disturbing the peace. Well, that's every day for all of us.
Yeah.
And there's a number of others that I'm going to go over. I'm going to tease everybody, Cal.
Okay.
Because there's some really interesting ones. When you go to L.A. County, that's the county, so find out what's outside of L.A. County. Maybe you can go there. You better be careful because this might happen. Or you can go there and just trespass on someone's land or disturb the peace, you know?
It'll be like when we were teenagers or even younger, we used to do, you know, little things.
Pranks, yes.
Yeah, pranks and stuff, and
so
we could go back there and do it again.
TikTokers.
Like trespassing on the roof of a building to sunbathe?
TikTokers.
Just as an example.
She still hasn't found
that
the picture.
Could be an example.
We'll be back.
Stay tuned.
Oh, my gosh. Do we leave on that, Cal?
We're going to have to.
Okay.
We'll be right back. Hold on.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com. Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Plus, call right now and get a free report on how to avoid costly Medicare mistakes. Call now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-493-6112. 800-493-6112. 800-493-6112. That's 800-493-6112.
Life can be...
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FDA has approved the Pfizer vaccine, and a rollout of the vaccine is expected to happen within 24 hours. Dr. Nicole Sapphire says we owe a lot of credit to President Trump and Operation Warp Speed.
I don't think most people understand what an incredible scientific feat this has been. It is so multi-layered. Not only do we have a vaccine using novel technology for a disease that has been present less than a year and has a 95% efficacy, but thanks to Operation Warp Speed, it's ready to be distributed and administered within 24 to 48 hours of receiving that FDA EUA.
That audio, courtesy of Fox and Friends, top congressional leaders appear to be at another standstill in the ongoing negotiations on another round of coronavirus relief. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
I like the Amargosa Valley.
This is Radio Law Talk.
Oh, we're back. We're back talking about Los Angeles decides not to prosecute certain crimes. And we're trying to read the tea leaves and determine why or what's going to happen. And we're going to go through each of these. And the reason we're bringing this up, I mean, we're the amount of California stations that we have that carry us is nothing compared to the rest of the United States. But why are we talking about this? It's a little bit disturbing, but could happen in your neighborhood too.
This is called criminal reform, and it's been the movement on the federal level.
It's been
a movement in a lot of states, so it could be coming to a neighborhood near you.
Here you go. Yeah. Here's number three. Number one, I said trespassing. Number two, disturbing the peace. Number three, minors in possession of alcohol.
Okay. We used to get away with that. That's the truth.
Yeah. You're a rebel, too.
Well, I'm a cop's kid, remember?
Oh, that's right.
Was it a copper mine or was it a gold? Oh, people under the age. My bad. Miners.
Number four, driving without a license. Number five, driving with a suspended license. Driving without a license, that means like a 14-year-old kid driving, it's all cool, right? Or a lady that's a man that's got that's 99 years old and had their license pulled.
Are they insured if that happens? I think if a 14-year-old drives a license.
The answer is it depends, but more than likely, no.
Yeah.
The answer is no, they're not insured because they're not a licensed driver. Here's the interesting one that me, as a personal injury lawyer, knows. Driving with a suspended license. Guys, they're not going to prosecute driving with a suspended license. Who are the people that most of the time have a suspended license, guys?
People that are guilty of DUIs.
That's exactly right. DWIs and DUIs are most of the time, their licenses are suspended. So now if they're driving, a person with a DWI or DUI that's suspended and they're driving anyway, they're not going to prosecute that. That, I got better be careful with people drinking and driving.
But there might be factors for considerations, whatever those are.
Well, Number six.
Unless somebody gets killed, maybe, or something.
Well, or
injured.
You know, people that are driving with a suspended license because COVID, they haven't been able to go in and get and update their license or something to that effect. Right? There might be consideration.
If they were driving on a suspended license, the nature of the suspension is, you know, failure to pay child support, failure to meet some sort of financial obligation. They did that. If the suspension doesn't have anything to do with your something that happened while you were behind the wheel of a car,
you don't know that. We're all speculating. Yeah. We're speculating.
And that's the thing that's dangerous about an announcement. Like this is the list is very broad.
You shouldn't announce it.
And it seems arbitrary if there are factors for considerations and you don't know what they are.
Well, here's a dumb question from the outside non-legal brain. Is this legal? Can he just say it's a crime? Well, and, you know, I'm not going to do it. How does that work?
No, here's the answer. They are the ones that prosecute. They have broad discretion to prosecute or not. They can argue and say, oh, we'll lose that case. You know, they have broad discretion. The county prosecutors do. If they don't want to do it, they don't want to do it. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO or 855-529-7234. Todd.
I mean, this is a real consideration, real fact for any public agency. The coffers, the money to that agency is not unlimited. They have budgets that they are given. Fred talked about the budget of the police department being slashed by $150 million. But every agency has a budget. And as the leader of that agency, the department head, the elected DA, they have to make a decision which ones are we going to prosecute. It's just that, look, if you're not going to prosecute a specific class of crime, why make the announcement? Just don't prosecute it.
Well, but in Los Angeles, it would sound to me like the balance of power between the victim and the criminal has now tipped in favor of the low-level criminals. So those who are victims of those low-level crimes are essentially powerless, where before, many people who were the criminals felt they were powerless because of bail and excessive fines and what have you. It would seem that way.
Well, I think that he could have made the announcement to try to gain more money for the powers that be to determine if they can't prosecute these things, then maybe we better give them more money.
Mm-hmm. I was practicing in one jurisdiction, and the neighboring jurisdiction, I was a DA, the neighboring jurisdiction, the Board of Supervisors made a decision to cut the funding for the DA. And so the DA went out and said, our funds have been cut by the Board of Supervisors. Based upon that, these are the following crimes that we will no longer be able to prosecute because the money it takes to prosecute them just isn't there. And, you know, it had an effect. The public looked at that and said, oh, my gosh. And then they were going to their elected officials. Why are you not giving the money? We don't want this to happen. So that could be the ploy.
Right.
That makes sense.
And look, this isn't the first time we've seen something like this happen out of Los Angeles County. It was about 10 years ago, I think. I was still a DA at the time, not in Los Angeles, but Los Angeles County had a policy, a county policy, for how they were going to prosecute three strikes cases. At the time, the law was, if you have two prior serious or violent felonies that are on the list, when you pick up a new felony, regardless of what it is, it could be a felony that's not on the list, but if you did pick up another felony because you had the two prior strikes, your exposure on the new felony was 25 to life. Now, LA County took the opinion that said, well, we are not going to prosecute that or impose that unless the new felony is also a strike offense. The new felony is not a strike offense, it's a felony, like tax evasion. It's a felony, but it's not a serious or violent felony, then we will give it the one strike treatment, which is just doubling whatever. So if it was a 3-year exposure, now it's a 6-year exposure. And look, that was contrary to the law, but that was what they put in their policy, and they promulgated that policy. Well, guess what happened?
Got overturned.
No, they were able to do that, but it was a calling card to organized crime, gang stuff. If you come down here, send all of your one-strikers down here to do stuff because they're going to get favorable treatment. Send a two-striker out here, but make sure that whatever crimes you're committing are not strikes. You're only looking at one-strike treatment, not two-strikes treatment, and it had the exact opposite effect. So I just don't know why you would promulgate this.
Yeah, ready for the next number? Number six, making criminal threats. Todd, you know that's not a good thing.
Yeah, it's not, because make of all the things on the list here, making criminal threats in California, that's Penal Code Section 422, that's a felony, that's a strike.
It also, though, happens frequently in domestic violence cases, right, Denise? Is this not a fairly common thing?
Depending on the nature of the threat. Now, making threats, it's not just, yeah, I'm going to take you to court, I'm going to do this. Making a threat, criminal threats are threats to do imminent bodily injury to somebody.
Right.
And to say that you're not going to prosecute this, this is the only one on the list that I saw that if it's a felony, it's a strike. It's a serious and violent felony, and they're saying we're not going to prosecute
it. No, it's just saying misdemeanor. Only if this is your misdemeanor cases.
But remember, in California, many crimes that once were felonies have been downgraded to misdemeanors. That's how our crime statistics have dropped a little bit.
Yeah, I guess it just has many of the misdemeanors.
Yeah, but the making of a criminal threat can be a wobbler.
It
could be a misdemeanor, it could be a felon.
Right,
felony.
Here's let's get up. Yeah. Drug and paraphernalia possession. That's like you have a pipe or something.
What are we, in Oregon?
Yeah, yeah. 8, being under the influence of a controlled substance. They're not going to prosecute. 9, Cal, this is going to hurt you. This is going to help you a lot. Public intoxication.
The problem is
you don't drink. And
thank goodness.
Thank goodness. Move over, please, ma'am.
Look, of all the ones on this list, that's the one that I agree with. Because, look, it's not, the law is this. It's not against the law to be intoxicated in public. It's against the law to be intoxicated in public to the degree that you are unable to care for yourself or pose a threat or risk to the safety of others. And I have seen a lot of people get arrested that don't meet that standard, but they're still arrested for violation of public intoxication. And I get that.
Next, loitering to commit prostitution and resisting arrest.
Hold on a second. Fred, you kind of read that fast. Did you
loitering?
Say loitering?
Not lawyering.
I thought you said lawyering to commit prostitution.
Loitering to commit prostitution. Whatever that means. I guess walking around, right? To be prostituted, I guess.
Just not doing
hanging out in a massage parlor
on the
waiting
street
to
corner.
Get in for a reason.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, loitering means in a public or private space where it's prohibited, right? I mean, like a street corner.
I just think loitering to commit hey, big guy, you got any briefs I could review?
Listen to this, though. Resisting arrest. That's a tough
that's
one for
a
cop.
That's
a
problem. I got to get this. The union board basically said, the union board of Los Angeles Police Protective League do not like this. They said, these victims, quote, and law-abiding residents lost a voice today while criminals and gang members gained an ally in the prosecutor's office. And don't forget, the LAPD is facing $150 million budget cut. Maybe like Todd said, they're going,
They have $150 million budget cut, and they still didn't like the cuts. That was amazing.
We'll be back. Wow. Stay with us.
All right, stay tuned. There is more Radio Law Talk coming right up right here, and we invite you to stay tuned for that. And remind you that you can listen to any of our current shows and previous shows at RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Since 1960, Iceberg Drive-In has been a family favorite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next.
With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Is this real life? Stop whining. That is anecdotal.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
We're going to talk about really quickly. Denise is from Oregon. You know, we have a lot of Oregon affiliates. The U.S. Supreme Court, there's a case started at the lower court, then went to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, then to the U.S. Supreme Court. It threw out and upheld the lower court's decision in Oregon about transgenders. And what was that, Denise?
Well, this involved a Dallas high school that tried to accommodate transgender students.
Dallas, Oregon.
In Dallas, Oregon, exactly. And the challenge was basically saying, hey, where do we need to, we need to strike the proper balance between protecting the rights of transgendered persons and also the right, the rest of the school community. So it's an us and them kind of a concept. But what happened in this case is that it was appealed to the Ninth Circuit, and then the Ninth Circuit did not accept the appeal, and then it went up to the court, to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court ultimately did not accept the appeal either, and they did not grant certiorari. So the underlying policy of allowing to accommodate transgendered students was upheld, just by virtue of them not
to choose what bathroom they want.
Yeah, exactly. But in the, there's very specific facts here that I think made it so that it shouldn't have been granted cert anyway. In this Dallas high school, they had both private stalls, bathroom stalls, private shower stalls, and if somebody was uncomfortable in the setting, even if they were, you know, kind of in a public setting together, in the bathrooms or in the locker rooms, there were also personal shower and bathrooms. So if
like
somebody
a private door, you
private door,
lock
you
it.
Go in, you lock it, and you get it to yourself.
Right.
So because of all the ways to accommodate the different interests of these different students, I do think that that was great that they did not grant certiorari.
So they kind of just ignored it. They just said kept it down.
Same thing happened in a Virginia case too that involved in the Virginia case it involved the use of bathrooms as well and bathroom access, and that was not granted cert either. That was in 2017.
Boy, it's a little different than when I grew up. Everything. Remember when we grew up? I was in the 70s, but everything was open. I mean, there was nothing in the bathrooms or in the showers. So everything was wide open. Yeah, it's interesting
and
how things
changed. And you were actually forced to dress down and take showers and do all of this. And my mom, she sided with me on that and got me out of having to do that for PE, and then I got where the dance drill team, because I started that and for many years, and that became my physical education credit. So by doing the dance drill team, I didn't have to do physical education and
but
dress
you
down.
Because you didn't want to dress down? And
because the gym teacher was
a
lesbian.
Oh, you're worried about
it. She was a known lesbian.
Well, here's what's interesting. You ready for this? Mm-hmm. I remember in high school, in basketball, I will never forget this, playing basketball. Game's over. I'm playing at someone else's school, and I'm down there. It's an old school built like in the early 1900s, and I'm in the shower next to their star player, and we're just standing there buck naked, nothing on. All of a sudden, I hear this, woohoo! And I looked at him, and he's not doing anything. I heard, yeah, baby! And I was like, looked at him, and he's not saying anything. And he went like this. He just pointed up, and you look up, and there's windows looking down the shower, and they're open, and all the girls were lined up there looking down in. Sure. And he said to me, he goes, oh, it happens every day.
An open skylight.
Open sky. Well, no, they weren't skylights. They were actual, like, lights all, I mean, open windows all along the edge, like, to let light in, and they opened them.
Wow.
And they sit up there and watch. And so you go to school. I just went up and looked, and he's just like, yeah, we just do our thing.
Here we go.
And so it was a little different.
Back in the day before cell phone cameras.
Yeah, back in the 70s, that's how we did it, man.
Did they give you a nickname?
Oh,
that little dipper? I don't
call
know.
Them tiny.
What are you doing to me? What are you talking about, the little dipper?
Five shades of red, you guys. He is so embarrassed.
I know what I want to say, but I'm not going to do it over the air.
All of our faces are red. Come on.
Okay. We put that down on your little list. Hey, let's talk about...
Hey, if you could talk about me on the roof,
okay,
I guess.
That's true. We can. I'll tell you later. After. Okay, look. Neil Young. You know, we're going to switch to Neil Young after that. Neil Young, just so you know,
I just changed my quick take.
My long take. All right, here we go.
In your dream.
Neil Young, listen to this. Stop. Neil Young brings a lawsuit against Donald Trump. What do we care about this?
He's
now?
The famous just... Mr. Fred. Go on.
Neil Young brings a lawsuit for Donald Trump at a rally using one of his songs. He drops it because
Trump lost.
There we go. That's it. That's all
I'm
talking about.
Well, we don't know. We don't know if it was settled or lost because he dismissed it with prejudice, and there's nothing that explains it. So it could be kind of...
The issue is I think he was going to lose anyway because there's ASCAP and
BMI.
It was the second time he tried to do the same thing in 2016, only to find out that Trump had gotten the appropriate permissions,
right.
And so that suit went away. So,
but see, the thing is, what that is, just those of you who don't understand, that's you pay an amount to be able to use certain songs, and it's an association, and you pay the association, you can use the songs. And guess what?
Well, there's also a free use. There's also like a defense of free use, so that could have also applied.
They argued it was.
You just can't use them in commercials and stuff like that. You're going to use them in live. If you pay the live venue license, then you can use them there.
And then not only that, though, that they did say there's still a lawsuit going on by someone else against Trump that did use someone's song during a commercial. but this is different. So tell us about the no-fly zone, the no-fly list. What's going on there, Todd?
Yeah, so here's...
And this a fly, yeah. That's how
yes, no-fly list. They're all button front jeans. So here's what we got. So the FBI...
Denise is laughing harder than Eva.
Because you said no-fly zone.
I know.
Okay, so...
Yeah, I know I said no-fly zone.
All right, let's just zip it up.
Come on now.
This is taking way too long.
I know. So, all right. So here's the thing. Everybody knows about the no-fly list. If you have certain conditions that are met, you can be on this list that you're not allowed to
Cal,
fly.
Cal, when is this over? I'm interrupting you. How much time we got left?
We got 3 minutes.
We got about 3 minutes.
Oh, yeah, just drag it on. Let's
we got this. So here's what happened. The FBI was pretty much strong-arming some Muslims, threatening them that if they didn't engage in spying on their own community, contrary to their religious beliefs, that the FBI was going to put them on no-fly lists. Well, this case went up to the Supreme Court because the Muslim individuals that were the subject of this wanted to sue the FBI agents individually based upon provisions in the law that allowed the FBI agents to be sued individually. Mm-hmm. And whether or not that should actually happen went up to the Supreme Court, and in a unanimous ruling, the U.S. Supreme Court said, you betcha you can sue them for doing that.
Doesn't mean they're going to win.
Doesn't mean they're winning, but they can bring the lawsuit because the code clearly provides for it. And quite frankly, I got my own issues with the no-fly
zone. Will the FBI pay their legal defense costs? Are they on the own? I mean, that's the other thing. It's just costly to get sued on a federal level.
It is. It's costly to get sued on the federal level. I don't know if the FBI would pick up the cost on that. I think that the question here would be whether or not they were doing that under orders from their superiors.
Right.
If they're following an FBI policy and program, well, then I think that there's an issue there. If these guys are just going rogue on their own and doing something, then maybe not.
And this was to protect the religious freedoms, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And were they all citizens, U.S. citizens?
I don't believe that they were all citizens. And you know, here's the thing. A lot of people say, well, if they're not citizens, they don't have constitutional rights. They can't do it. Yeah, they can.
Yeah, they can.
If I'm not from the United States and I get pulled over in violation of the Fourth Amendment on the freeway, guess what? I can argue suppression, even though I'm not a U.S. citizen. So.
Yeah.
You know, good ruling by the Supreme Court there.
I liked it, too.
Yeah, and then we got a really quick one. The Major League Baseball is suing. We're doing fast ones. It's insurance companies over the pandemic. Look, we've talked about this before. I've actually spoken on this issue. The issue is people go, well, there's an exception in your insurance policy usually that says you can't. We don't have time to go over that. Cal wants to roll in quick
time
takes.
For quick takes. Here we go, Fred. Todd, let's start with you.
Okay.
What's your quick take?
Mr. Gross, in your property dispute, I would say rather than seeking revenge by stink bombing your house with artificial products, just rent it out for a weekend to gamers with all you can eat burritos and pizza. Same effect.
Works same effect. Mr. Penny, what's your quick
let's
take?
Let's stay with Mr. Gross. Next time I buy a $30 million home, I'm going to do this. I'm going to put up $500,000 sculpture made of steel, not a $1 million one. Then I'm not going to get sued.
There you go. A little discount there. Yeah. Denise, what's your quick take today?
Let my people free. Let Ghislaine out on bond.
Yeah, there you go.
Nice. We'll be back next week, right? Talk to you later.
Last show of the year next week.
Yeah. Right. Oh, thank you. 2020's over.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week here on Radio Law Talk.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com. A copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product
fact I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.